Welcome to the Audio Branding Academy podcast. On November 14th, 2009, the Audio Branding Congress takes place in Hamburg, Germany. We are proud to present Wilbert Hirsch as one of the extraordinary speakers of this convention. Wilbert is composer and senior partner of the Audio Consulting Group. He was among the first to introduce a concept that is considered today to be one of the standards of acoustic branding. On the Congress, Wilbert will attend the panel discussion with the title Babylonian Branding – Audio, Acoustic, Sound or Sonic. To give you a little foretaste of this, we asked him some questions, and this is what he answered.
Hello, my name is Wilbert Hirsch. I'm partner and head creative of the Audio Consulting Group. I have been asked to introduce myself, but first I want to thank the organizers Cornelis Ringer, Kai Bronner and Rainer Hild for their intensive work. I value their involvement and respect and know very much. Having known them for a couple of years now, I'm sure that they are the right people to organize this Congress. So, back to me. My musical career began as a rock guitar player, which led me to study classical guitar in Hamburg. Very soon, I became a composer for film and TV. Besides composing for hundreds of commercials for nearly all major European brands and some US brands, I wrote the scores for Hollywood feature films such as Disney's An American Werewolf in Paris and Columbia TriStar's Mute Witness, as well as more than 100 TV shows. I have always felt that there were possibilities to apply the same targeted approach to music that we use in film scoring to create more effective brand communication. But from my point of view, the music briefings that were given by traditional ad agencies did not really support the brands musically as much as they could. So in the early 90s, I started researching the broad field of studies about the interdependencies of music and the brain and developed a strategic approach called acoustic branding. The result of our research led to the formation of a specialized acoustic branding agency called Audio Consulting Group, which I opened with my partner Patrick Langeslag in 2000. The Audio Consulting Group is based primarily out of Hamburg and New York. Since then, we have served a variety of clients worldwide in executing acoustic branding strategies, including the Swiss bank UBS, who were, to my knowledge, the first large international corporation to state that the use of sound and music for branding purposes should have the same scope and the same importance as their visual identity. That's remarkable. I think the ABBA Congress is a very good idea. It will be yet another step towards professionalizing the business, and as there will be a lot of demand for specialists in the future, it will be fruitful for all of us to get to know all the players on the scene and exchange experiences. I believe we can learn from each other without losing our personal identity and USPs. Last but not least, we all should be aware of the high value we can bring to a corporation by helping them to become heard. I hope we will have a good and informative time, and I'm looking forward to meeting the scene. See you in November. And something else, Rainer, you asked me to listen to this little sound file you sent me. I did, and I couldn't hear that much, but there was some ping-pong balls, some winding up, and maybe the bing could be the end of the Intel logo or whatever. I know you like that stuff, but it's a tough thing. Anyway, thank you, and see you in November.
Thank you, Wilbert, for this interview. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and are curious about the results of the panel discussion. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors.
Comedis. The sound of success.
As well as Sonus, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions. And our media partners, Werbeblogger and Friends, Markenlexikon.com and Nomus Publishing. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-academy.org.